Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Within this episode, I'm featuring an update on Scott, the numinous nomad, a peace pilgrim. Here's some of his backstory.
The brief history goes as follows. For the first 35 years of my life, I've been interested in seeking truth. I mean, we all seek the truth. We all seek our truth. And yet, some people are a little more driven to delve into ethics and morality and justice and right action and meaningful living and purpose than others. And that's fine. There's nothing better or worse about that, but that's just who I've always been. I mean, I was kind of fantasizing about being a monk when I was in first grade, okay? That's unusual. This interest and this fascination with right action and the meaningful life started to become more and more intense around the time I graduated college, in my mid-20s. It became really quite intense, where I knew, deep down, I just knew that there was something more to being human than being healthy as possible, living as long as possible, living as comfortably as possible, knowing as much pleasure and as little pain as possible, and having a family and then dying, or achieving great financial success and then dying. Those are all fine things in their own right. I don't put much weight on any of them, and yet people do, and that's fine. I'm not here to criticize those traditional goals. I just knew for me that there was something more to it, that this was a priceless opportunity we all had to be conscious, with a conscience, in an awake and aware organic body, and that we could maybe do something more with it and experience something more with this beautiful brief life that we have to live.
We're listening to Scott, the numinous nomad, a vegan peace pilgrim. He has given up all his possessions and walks currently America's highways with no money, not accepting any money, and eating only when offered vegan food.
Hi there, Scott here, coming from the beautiful warehouse in Stuttgart, Germany, where I work. Anyway, Ben put this challenge out to get as many people as possible to put a video up online about why they've chosen the vegan lifestyle. And not only to honor Ben and what he stands for and what he's doing, keep it up, man. I also thought it was a good idea because, as many of you who know me already know, when certain topics are brought up, war, political corruption, conservative religious dogma, and animal rights, to name just four of them, when injustice comes up, I just don't have a lot of patience for apologists of cruelty or injustice or slavery or racism or homophobia or, you know, the big ones, right? I'm not mean when I'm upset. Let's just say when it comes to justice and, you know, right and wrong, for lack of a better term, you know, causing pain unnecessarily, corruption and that kind of stuff, you know, I can come across kind of tough sometimes. At least when it comes to veganism or animal rights or however you want to coin it. Respecting animals appropriately, however you want to, whatever phrase you want to use. It's really more of a connection. It's reconnecting with what we've always known. That's why I call it connections, right? And this first connection for me was kind of a process. I've always been kind of a truth seeker kind of guy. And for a long time, I've been really interested in this weird disconnect between the animals that we eat and the animals that it's not just that we don't eat, but the animals where it's like considered morally repulsive to eat. 2002, and I became a pescatarian. And then in 2004, I started my experiment with truth. Long story short, I became a peace pilgrim in 2005. If anybody wants to know what that actually means, just www.peacepilgrim.org. There was a woman who I still admire greatly to this day. And I was doing experiments with truth. You know, how far can you push the boundaries of kindness? How far can you push the boundaries of gratitude and generosity? You know, what is virtue? And I was making myself the subject of these experiments with goodness, virtue, for lack of a better term, and stumbled across this book by the Peace Pilgrim, and was still eating fish at the time, mostly vegetables, but also fish, and read in her book, they asked her why she was a vegetarian, and she had said, well, because I don't want to kill anything myself, and I'm sure not going to ask anybody else to kill it for me. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. And so went vegetarian on the spot, and there was no more fish. Then, it, of course, went ahead and did some research and realized that fish are also sentient. And the more I read on that, the more I was a little embarrassed about that. Oh, that's what all that flopping around in the boat is about, right? When you pull it into the boat, when you fish, pull the fish into the boat, it's flopping around and gasping, right? Oh, that's what all that's about. It actually is in pain. Now, that was 2005. I became vegetarian, and a proud vegetarian, okay, because I thought that was the greatest thing ever, right? I'm not causing any animal harm, right? And because I really didn't think I was. I didn't know about the dairy industry and the egg industry and how horrible they were. I had no idea. I mean, I should have known. I didn't know. So you fast forward 8 years later to 2013, May of 2013, and I'm at an Ultimate Frisbee tournament. And in the evening, we all go out to dinner together to a Chinese buffet. And I'm proudly at the table as the only vegetarian eating vegetarian. And people are asking me, so, Scott, why are you vegetarian? And I'm very smugly answering, well, I don't really want to, I refuse to cause harm to animals. And the guy next to me, Alex, who I just met at this tournament, super nice guy, fantastic player too, by the way, he says to me at the dinner table, you do know, don't you, that cheese is made using rennet, which is taken from the stomach linings of murdered baby calves. And you can imagine how that didn't sit very well. I was addicted to my cheese like anybody else. Like, literally, research it. You literally are addicted to cheese. If you're eating cheese, you are literally addicted, okay? Look it up. It's insane. It's like small hits of cocaine with every bite. It's nuts. So then he shows me on his magic smartphone. I still don't have one. I still think they're magic. He shows me on his magic phone that it's true. And so that's when I really started. I was blown away. Blown away. So I went home, and for pretty much 2 weeks straight, just research, and found out about the egg industry, and found out about the dairy industry, and that was it. Right, pretty much days after talking to him, I went almost vegan, meaning I convinced myself conveniently that goats weren't abused, because I was addicted to cheese, man. I was addicted, okay? And I couldn't, I was living off the stuff, right? And so I switched to goat cheese for, I think it was 2 weeks, maybe less, maybe 10 days. And then I realized that was just a cop-out. That was insane. So 10 days after this conversation with Alex, I went vegan, which was my second big connection, right? The first big one was, you know, basic sentience with the Peace Pilgrim. Then came just the learning of the horrors, the inexcusable, completely unnecessary horrors of the dairy, the animal agriculture industry as a whole. So I went vegan, right? That was June 16th, 2013. So now we come to the present day, right? And what I have to say about that. To everybody else. It might freak some of you out, but the reason why I am now taking the next step, which is activism, is because I believe we should fight evil. And the animal agriculture industry is evil. It's evil incarnate. Now, before you freak out, say, whoa, Scott, how can you say such a thing? I'm not evil. I'm not saying you're evil, okay, if you consume dairy and or eat meat or eggs. I'm not saying you're evil. You are supporting evil, you are funding evil, and you are choosing to do evil things. You are not evil, right? You are good. You know better. And but how can you say it's evil, Scott? That's too much. That's way over the top. Actually, it's not, right? Let's just think about it for a second. Evil, one of the best definitions of evil I've ever heard is intentionally causing another being to suffer for personal enjoyment. You think about that for a second. That's a fantastic definition of evil. And I think anybody in their right moral mind, if they weren't actually talking about this topic where they're already getting a little defensive, don't need to get defensive. Pull yourself back in. Keep the ears open. Keep the heart open. you know, anyone who's coming from a neutral place will say that's an excellent definition of evil. Intentionally causing others to suffer for personal enjoyment. And that's animal agriculture. That's non-veganism. Because it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond any debate, that animals suffer immensely. They are sentient and they suffer immensely when they are confined. They suffer immensely when they are abused and mutilated, dehorned, tails docked, teeth cut out, testicles ripped off without anesthesia. They suffer immensely when they are artificially inseminated, aka tied to a rape rack and forcibly sexually penetrated to make babies. They suffer immensely when their babies are taken from them, and they suffer immensely when they are murdered in their youth. They're all really just children when they're murdered. They all just live a fraction of their normal lifespans, okay? That's suffering. They suffer, okay? That's just undeniable truth. Then comes the point that many say, well, we have to eat them, and that's not true. Not only is every vegan on the planet living proof that you don't, the science is showing you live longer and healthier, far healthier, a little bit longer, but far healthier if you live on a 100% plant-based diet, if you sustain yourself only from plants and plant derivatives. There's no debating that anymore, okay? That's just a fact. So the only reason left for any of you non-vegans out there to give for not going vegan is personal pleasure. And A plus B plus C equals evil, okay? And you don't need to support evil. It is an evil that is causing such horrific suffering to so many animals every day, thousands every second, all over the world, all of it needless. It's destroying your own health and the health of those you love the most, right? And it's destroying the entire planet. And so that's what I'm here to close with, is that choosing to go vegan is a huge step, because what that means is you're not a part of the problem anymore. At least you're not making things worse. But at the same time, just being vegan means you're not really making things better either. We need vegan activists. I don't care how you become an activist. You can chalk sidewalks. You can graffiti buildings. You can sticker meat packages in grocery stores. You can do DXE and have direct interventions in restaurants. You can have die-ins on the street. You can do Anonymous for the Voiceless, who are doing fantastic work. You can do witnessing and vigils, Toronto Pig Save, and all the beautiful vigils done at slaughterhouses, freeing animals. They deserve to be free. They have every much as right to be free as you or I do. And they certainly have every much as right a right to not be tortured and murdered in their youth.
We're listening to Scott, the Numinous Nomad, a vegan peace pilgrim, walking the world for peace and freedom. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Here's an announcement of an upcoming vegan event online. The name of it is Vegans Flood Messages of Compassion, and it's being held on Sunday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. That's Sunday, January 21st, 2024. The event details are this, quote, "This is an event that you will use your status update," this is on Facebook, "to post a vegan message of extending compassion to all other species. You are free to post as many times as it is your feed. The message must contain vegan, veganism, empathy, compassion, social justice, liberationist, or any combo. The goal is to flood the algorithm with vegan." And you can find more information on that of the profile Hyde Farmer. That's H-Y-D-E, and that's F-A-R-M-E-R. Let's have a little musical interlude. This is iChock, a chocolate company in Germany. Yes, it's a holiday song, and I feel great about it because I see lights, so many Christmas lights still on many houses and trees, and it's beautiful to see. And of course, the new year is still welcoming us into total liberation.
We wish you a vegan Christmas. We wish you a vegan Christmas. We wish you a vegan Christmas and a dairy-free year. We wish you a vegan Christmas. We wish you a vegan Christmas. We wish you a vegan Christmas and a dairy-free.
By the German vegan chocolate brand iChoc. Here's some additional words by Scott, the numinous nomad, a vegan peace pilgrim who walked from his home in Stuttgart, Germany, to the coast of Spain, crossed the Atlantic, and then walked again to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Great love to all of you out there, non-vegans and vegans alike. And for all you vegan activists out there, God bless you. You are heroes, and what little humanity is going to be left in 100, 200 years is going to remember you as such. So thank you so much, and keep fighting the good fight. All right. Take care, you guys.
You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Within this episode, I'm featuring an update of Scott the Numinous Nomad. We'll be taking a short break, and then after the break, we'll hear about his sixth peace pilgrimage when he left Chattanooga, Tennessee, USA, on August 29th, 2023. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're listening to composer Will Tuttle. This is The Fish Song. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. In an effort to help manifest total liberation and peace for all people, human people and animal people on Earth, I'm featuring an update about Scott, the numinous nomad, who has been walking the world for peace since 2005, spreading the all-important messages of ethical veganism, sustainable community, and radical kindness for all. As I mentioned before the break, that he left on his sixth peace pilgrimage from Chattanooga, Tennessee on August 29th, 2023. And he has a few posts on his website And so I want to share some of those with you. The website is inspiringthealtruisticmoment.com. This peace pilgrimage of Scott's is the sixth such trek that he has undertaken, and he is walking with, quote, only the clothes on my back, fasting until offered food, of course vegan food, walking until offered shelter, and taking along neither personal ID nor rain gear nor sleeping bag. Before going into some of his recent postings, I would like to share this from his website, which I thought was very touching. Many people have asked him about the services that he has provided during his journey in life. And he has, quote, as a landscaper, I learned that it is best to harmonize with what the earth desires. As a construction worker, I learned that all things are innately impermanent. As a prosecuting attorney, I learned that forgiveness is the only effective form of justice. As a basketball coach, I learned that winning is worthless if it means that another must lose. As a home painter, I learned that all flaws can be seen as beautiful art. As a feng shui analyst, I learned that we affect our environment as much as it affects us. As a farmhand, I learned that death is a part of life and that it is not necessary to kill in order to live. As a prep cook, I learned that there is no job too small to have a significant positive impact on others. As a teacher's aide, I learned that children are the wisest of teachers. As a house sitter, I learned that home is wherever you are and to act accordingly. And as a nanny, I learned that there is nothing more important than extending kindness to others. And here I'd like to share some of the posts. When Scott was walking through the town of Oneida, Tennessee, he had stopped to rest and fell asleep for about an hour directly in front of one of the abandoned restaurants located there. Upon awakening, it was still far too hot to consider walking any sizable distance. Quote, you see, while I was sitting there waiting for the sun to further set and the traffic to further wane, a man he calls Buddy had read the back of his smock and asked about it and had a conversation. And during that conversation, Buddy found out that Scott only eats when offered food and that he never asks for food. Scott reports that that was a fact that had Buddy almost literally jumping at the chance to buy Scott a meal. And so he received a delicious vegan sandwich. And Scott thought that was the end of it, but he had to continue on his way. And here's further to that story. Quote, for after I later rose from my finished meal and started walking that night's long jaunt along the roadway, who should pull over next to me but Buddy himself? He beckoned me over to his car and told me that he couldn't stop thinking about me and my walk and how truly inspirational our early encounter had been for him. And so he had headed back out to find me and offer me the ride he wished he had been able to provide earlier. And so that was what he most certainly did, driving me some 18 miles all the way to the far outskirts of Whitley City, where he then gave me two vegan Cliff Bars in a big hug while effusively stating that our meeting had completely changed his life. And so it was that we took a selfie together and shared mutual effusions of gratitude for one another before he then drove off into the glimmering evening, leaving me to sit calmly by the roadside and weep tears of heartfelt joy that a real and deep connection had once again been forged by this pilgrimage. End quote. Scott also writes, this pilgrimage will have no set direction, no specific duration, and no planned destination. I will simply walk as long as good fruit is born thereof, meaning as long as it seems my message of peace and kindness and justice is getting through to folks, and will generally walk northwards when it is warm and southwards as the weather gets cooler. And other tales from the trail, he mentioned how he was in one of the restaurants that he had stopped in to cool off, and a couple saw his smock, which reads, Numinous Nomad in the front. The back is Walking the World for Peace and Freedom. So they asked a waitress to bring him over a sandwich and French fries, and then the couple had left, and she brought over a chicken sandwich and the French fries, and he declined the chicken sandwich and did eat the French fries. Again, he's only eating when offered food.
and other people who have met him on the walk and were touched by his peace pilgrimage have bought him vegan burritos. That concludes my feature of Scott the Numinous Nomad, a vegan peace pilgrim. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and in those archives, Vegan Nation. There's also my interviews with Scott when he was in Stuttgart, Germany in 2015, as well as in June of 2023, I interviewed him. And at that time, he was thinking he was going to start another peace pilgrimage, but wasn't sure when. And sure enough, August 29th, he set out from Chattanooga. And he was in Kentucky and Indiana, the last I heard. So I look forward to hearing more from Scott and hearing about his encounters and experiences as he walks the highways. This is Marlene wishing you a good day. And before I end this episode of Vegan Nation, I have some exciting news. On January 16th, 2024, at the Legislative Office Building in Concord, New Hampshire, House Bill 1700 will be introduced in a House Committee public hearing. House Bill 1700, an act prohibiting the intentional release of polluting emissions, including cloud seeding, weather modification, excessive electromagnetic radio frequency, and microwave radiation, and making penalties for violation of such prohibition. It's a bill to stop solar radiation modification and other forms of weather engineering experiments, such as stratospheric aerosol injection in New Hampshire's atmosphere. And I would just like to point out that weekly in Massachusetts, we're witnessing the geoengineering, climate engineering happening in our skies without citizens' knowledge, for the most part, or consent. But of course, all that is the boomerang effect of a carnist culture. Carnist means non-vegan. Our exploitation domination over the animals is always going to boomerang back to us in one form or another. Tragedy and tyranny. So that's why spreading the vegan message is so important. So getting back to this bill, the general court finds that many atmospheric activities, such as weather modification, stratospheric aerosol injection, acronym SAI, solar radiation modification, SRM, and other forms of geoengineering involving the intentional release of polluting emissions harm human health and safety, the environment, wildlife, agriculture, state security, aviation, and the economy of the state of New Hampshire. It is therefore the intention of the General Court to inhibit stratospheric aerosol injection, geoengineering, and other intentionally polluting activities in New Hampshire's atmosphere and or at ground level. Okay, that was an excerpt of the House Bill 1700-FN. Again, I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Together, we can make a difference and co-create a paradigm of health and wellness and safety and justice. It starts with veganism every day. This is Marlene, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.